This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Breslin and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on here at Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Phone lines will be opening up here, 215-867-8255, 215-867-8255. It's a Memorial Day. And it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood, to say the least. And we are remembering all those who have fought for our freedom and liberty, those that have passed and those that are still with us today, protecting and defending us from invaders, right? Maybe not so much when you have an invasion right in front of your face and no one's doing anything about it. Mm-hmm. That is called a problem. Time for insurrection, maybe. That is that's the term that has been flouted around out there, flautist type thing, by the president in the possibility of using the Insurrection Act of 1807 as an impetus for different things. Right. Anyway, so that's what we're dealing with here today on Agenda 21 Radio. But, you know, one of the big things that's really happening out there that I think that's really, really, really important to understand is what is going on with this whole, and we have to address the issue. We really do. We have to address the issue. What is going on with the whole Russiagate thing? Because this, and I don't think that people quite understand this yet. This is clearly a coup d'etat. It's clearly a coup d'etat. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, and we're also going to be talking about what's going on in the Oroville Dam. It's above 893 feet and growing, going to be soon to be at 900 feet, which, of course, the top of the dam. I'm going to talk about the real top of the dam. And the top of the dam, it's 922 feet. That's at the top of the dam. And then, of course, on the other side of that, you go way over there to the far end of it, and you get to the OG Weir, which is where the emergency spillway is. When the water tops to that point, it's 901 feet. But then you go further out towards the north, towards where they have like the parking area for the boat ramps and things like that. When you go out there, then what it is 908 feet. Kind of like creates a funnel effect. Some people don't just people really don't understand that, and they kind of just think, oh, there's that dam. And of course, you know, it theoretically the water. This is why they planned for this years and years ago, 50-some years ago, when they made the dam. Is they plan for the fact that, it could be that you'd have water rising to the level, so much water coming in that they can't control it, it would rise to the level of 922 feet. That would be the overtopping of the dam, obviously. Now what we have is the overtopping, potentially, of the OG Weir, Ogival Weir, as they refer to it. OG Weir. Anyway, that is where we're at right now. And the OG Weir, that whole emergency spillway thing, is brand spanking new, roller-compacted concrete. My understanding is that most people in the concrete world, and we've talked to numerous of them, say the concrete is not properly set in time. And if it's being used, it's going to be a problem, could damage what's already there. But then again, the question mark is, can they use, and still a question mark, hasn't been sufficiently answered by the, because, you know, by the Department of Water Resources, because the spillway leaks like a sieve. The gates leak like a sieve, and they're telling us there's no leaks. It's just so how could you put much confidence or faith in people that are telling you, holding up two fingers and telling you that it's five, right? That's the same sort of thing that's going on here. So we are looking at of course, all that stuff, and we're going to be continue to looking at that. Okay, so one of the things that's really, I think, got everybody's fur up, I know, this is an article that came out. I'm going to switch gears. I'm going to go to this article because this is something that's happening, that's just now happening. I never knew about this new agency. It's called a Voter Integrity in California. Oh, is that what it is? No, it's called something else. Let's see if I... Protect Vote Integrity. California is breaking federal law, and the integrity of our election system is being compromised. Supporter efforts to hold the California Secretary of State's office accountable for the National Voter Registration Act. Ah, okay. So this is a little bit of an angle where people are starting to push back now. And this is our demand letter to California Secretary of State Alex Padilla. On May 23rd, we sent a letter demanding corrections within 90 days to systemic violations of California, the National Voter Registration Act. Okay, we're going to see what this demand letter says, and I'll read it to you very quickly. This is California Voting Rights is the name of this organization, I guess. It's the law firm of now Dylan and... Parvit Dillon, right? Violation, this is a letter to Alex Padilla, sent certified mail by Mark Mosier. Mosier and Dillon Law Firm. It says, violations of the National Voter Registration Act, 52 USC. Ah, it says, Dear Secretary Padilla, I write as a legal counsel for Roxanne Beckford Hogue, Ali Mazari, and Corin Rankin in their individual capacities as registered California voters. My clients are writing to bring to your attention violations of the National Voter Registration Act, herein known as the NVRA, sections 20504. The NVRA mandates that states ensure the eligibility of each potential voter prior to placing them on the voter rolls. Oops. The NVRA, this is a great letter. The NVRA makes clear that eligibility includes citizenship. The NVRA makes clear that the DMV is to share with your office information necessary to determine voters' eligibility. California is violating the NVRA because the DMV is not sharing the information in its possession to assist you in determining eligibility. California is also violating the NVRA because your office is not verifying voter citizenship prior to placing the voter on the voting rolls. I hate it when this happens, don't you? As you know, see, this is why they've been, you know, again, this is the tyranny, right? This is Article 4, Section 4 at work, really, is what this is. I haven't read the whole letter, but I just, you know, skimmed it as I looked at it yesterday. And I did ask Linda Payne about this, and she wholeheartedly supports this voter integrity project, right? As you know, let's see. It says, as you know, Section 20507 establishes the state's duties in administering the voter rolls. NVRA Section 20507 requires states to, one, ensure that any eligible applicant is registered to vote, and two, to send notice to each applicant of the disposition of the application. This is, of course, is not the same as the state's duties to conduct a general program that makes a reasonable effort to remove the names of ineligible voters from the official list of eligible voters by reason of the death of the registrant or a change in the registration of the registrant. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Oh, go vote.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Thank you.
we're taking a look at this. I'm off my schedule here because I have something else to share with you, but I think we'll get through it here. This is this letter from Mark Mosier to Alex Padilla, State of California. This is a breaking story, and it's kind of interesting. We're now triangulating. I can see Padilla with Election Integrity Project, and also with this effort here by Mark Mosier. And at Dillon Law Firm, law.com. This is, I think this is the same Dillon that you see on CNBC, or I know Fox News. Fox News. Oh my God, I said CNBC. Can't do that. She's Laura Ingraham's friend, I guess. So they wrote a letter, and it says that there's violations of the National Voter Registration Act. Hello? Pushback. We always need pushback. No problem for you, right? So they've got a letter, and I'm trying to get the whole letter. Maybe they aren't going to give me the whole letter. Oh, okay. Here we go. It's a long letter. I'm not going to give you the whole thing. It says, in reviewing the California National Voter Registration Act manual, March 2019 version, it is clear that in determining voter eligibility, the factors your office is looking for include the applicant's name, place of residence, mailing address, if different than the place of residence, date of birth, country of birth, driver's license, or state identification card number or last four digits of Social Security number, and that the applicant is not in state or federal prison for a felony. The application must also certify as to truthfulness and correctness of the contents and be signed under penalty of perjury. One example listed is in the California NVRA manual for when an application is rejected. If an applicant has not properly attested to U.S. citizenship and left the related checkbox on the application blank, the county elections officers must attempt to contact the applicant to seek his information. NVRA Section 20504 establishes the forms and procedures for simultaneous application for voter registration. The section requires information necessary to enable state election officials to assess the eligibility of the applicant. This is a different requirement than the inclusion of a statement that states eligibility. Each eligibility requirement, including citizenship, or the information required in the attestation portion of the application, which includes the voter eligibility requirements. Oh, no. This is a stinging letter. Ouch. Poke him one more time, Mark. It says, in summary, the voter registration process, when being completed by the DMV, requires three things when it comes to eligibility, and the voter registration application must include the information necessary to help determine eligibility, a statement of what the eligibility requirements are, and an attestation by the voters or by the voter that they have met the eligibility requirements. Kind of like a mark, you guys misspelled word there. I hate it when people do that to you. Since the NVRA requires the DMV to require both the attestation and the information necessary to determine eligibility, it is clear the Congress did not intend for states like California to rely solely on the attention or the attestation when determining eligibility. In California, when a resident applies for a driver's license for the first time, he or she is required to provide an identity document and a Social Security card. California Driver's Handbook, points that out. The handbook states that examples of acceptable identification documents include birth certificate, U.S. passport, U.S. Armed Forces ID cards, and foreign passport with valid I-94, California Driver's License Handbook. All these documents contain citizenship information which is necessary to be passed to California election officials so that they determine eligibility. Even drivers who are applying for an AB60 driver's license are still required to provide an identity document for their native country. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? I'm just saying, right? And that's just me saying a little bit. I mean, you got to say these kind of things. Wow. I mean, this guy's getting serious. Says the fact that an individual obtained an AB60 driver's license, which means that they are unable to submit satisfactory proof of legal presence in the United States, would be evidence necessary for state elections officials to determine that this individual is not eligible to vote. California New Motor Voter Program does not require the DMV to distribute to the Secretary of State's office citizenship information. The law only requires DMV to produce to your office a notation that the applicant has attested that he or she meets all eligibility voter requirements, including United States citizenship. You know, this things have been moving so quickly, and this is the thing about the way the progressives react. They move things just quickly, 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 and you don't bother looking at the laws. What does the law say? And then who holds them accountable, right? Well, apparently Mark Mosier does. Good for him. By only receiving the attestation, your office is not receiving all the information that the DMV is required to share with you under NVRA. Under NVRA, the motor voter application is supposed to contain both the attestation and information necessary to determine eligibility. As you are aware, from time to time, non-citizens end up on the voter rolls. Shocking. Shocking. I could just see Padilla reading this. He's sitting there going, this guy's bothering me, this Mosier guy. We'll talk about Mark Mosier in a little bit, too. He's a great guy, by the way. He's a great guy. And I love him even more now for this. Says, this is fun. See, this is the unraveling of the onion. Even in California, right? So many things are going to unravel for these old guard, if you will, the Gavin Newsom, the mono party system. It's going to start to, you know, New California is playing a big role in this, by the way. You betcha. It's almost more fun. More fun than a person should be allowed to have, right? That's what Rush Limbaugh always says, and we're having it. I'm telling you, the whole thing is shaking out. And I got to get to the other story, though, the big story that's out here. The big, big story, because there's some really good stuff happening here that we're going to be able to check out, if you know what I mean. And when the chief elections officer fails to verify eligibility and places the ineligible voter on the voter roll, this creates a situation where the non-citizen is unwittingly placed in serious legal peril by the state. When those non-citizens receive balloting materials from the state, they often mistakenly believe they are eligible to vote, and they vote. Non-citizen voting is a violation of the federal law that may lead to deportation. Since a non-citizen who ends up voting in a federal election could be deported, it is critical that the chief election officer, meaning you, Padilla, of each state fulfills his or her duties under the NVRA to make sure that non-citizens who are not eligible to vote are never placed on the voter rolls. And then they place demands on it. We'll come back with that. I think we got to move on to other things. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, we're talking about this Mark Mosier situation, and it's a letter that he has written to Alex Padilla, California. Now, this goes into the whole voter thing, the voter fraud issue. We're finally getting some legs in California on the whole voter fraud issue, and of course, we've been pounding on the table for 70. Tomorrow's going to be the 70th grievance. The 70th grievance for New California. And we've been pounding on the table, for this like crazy. And, this is the stuff that we need to really kind of work on, obviously. And so Mark Mosier, if I can get this right, Mark Mosier, M-E-U-S-E-R, Mark Mosier, are you ready for this? This is what I think is hysterical. I like Mark. I've met Mark several times, and I like him. And he could be a really good Secretary of State for New California. I'm just saying. I mean, this is the kind of spunk we need, right? Because he's calling it out. And, his Facebook things that he did, when he was running for, are you ready for this, Secretary of State? And this was his campaign slogan, Mark Mosier, Secretary of State for Honest Elections. And he saw the whole thing as completely filthy. You know, I mean, everybody did. I mean, he took a very pragmatic, I think, approach to it all. This is markmosier.com for Secretary of State 2018, okay? I mean, I know, bear with me. We're going to get back to this letter that he wrote, and he's got some rather garish clothing that he wears. Anyways, campaign videos. Let's jump in on one of the campaign videos that he's made, and we'll see how this all... Oh, this video is not available. Come on, you got to keep these things going on, brother. That one's not, and that one's not. Shocking. Come on. Shocking. Anyway, 1 year on the campaign trail. 1 year ago, I announced that I was running to be your next California Secretary of State. This year, I have made 810 campaign appearances while visiting all 58 counties and driving a total of 92,000 miles. These miles do not include my 46-day bike ride to all 58 counties, nor the miles that I have flown. That's the kind of guy that he is. Okay, listen, I bet I've made the 58-county trip. I know how that whole thing works out. I've made that. I've made that. I get that. So you have Alex Padilla versus Mosier. And again, election fraud. No, there was no, listen, California had no election fraud going on, right? And one of the things he used to do, which is really cool, I'm doing Mark Mosier today. This is not part of this part of the plan. Mark Mosier, let's see if he's got some of his homegrown videos. This is still Mark Mosier Facebook. Oh, exclusive video. Let's see what we got here.
It's been a long time since I've done a Facebook Live, but hey, some interesting news happened today that I wanted to take a opportunity to share with you. As many of you know, I am an election law attorney, which means that I deal with election law issues. And today, my firm and I sent a demand letter to the Secretary of State of California, in which we demand that they fix a problem that they have. You see, federal law, the National Voter Registration Act, demands that the Secretary of State, as the chief election officer, that they have a duty to inspect voter registrations and make sure that the person is eligible to vote before they put them on the voting rolls. And California is not doing that. In fact, if you go look at the procedure manual, all they are doing is, did the person sign under penalty of perjury that they are a citizen? And if they do that, then they put you on the voter rolls. But that's not what the federal law says. The federal law says that in addition to looking at the attestation, the state must also look at the, you know, for proof that the person is a citizen. And so as such, today we sent a demand letter to the state of California saying, fix the problem, start all new voter registrations, making sure that the person is actually a citizen of the United States before you put them on the voter rolls. And so in 90 days, the state has 90 days to correct this problem. If they do not correct this problem in 90 days, then that means that my firm will be filing a lawsuit. So if you want to follow this litigation, I'm going to encourage you to go to our website that we've set up for this lawsuit. It's cavotingrights.com, californiavotingrights.com. If you go to that website, you can enter your email, and we will send you updates as, you know, filings happen in the case, what's going on with the process. So make sure you go to californiavotingrights.com. Not only that, there is a video, a whiteboard video that we have there that about 48 seconds explaining this litigation. I'd encourage you to share that video on social media. Let people know that, you know, we do care about the integrity of our elections. You know, that's what I'm doing. I may not have won California Secretary of State, but I'm not done with my fight for integrity in our election process. California needs to start following federal law when it comes to the integrity of our election system. Your Judicial Watch and Election Integrity Project of California, they brought a lawsuit that requires the state to actually obey federal law, the National Voter Registration Act, in maintaining the voter rolls, removing from them those people who have died, those people who have moved. And this is kind of the 2.0. We've done that. We've made the state of California start obeying federal law in maintaining the voter rolls. Now it's time to make them do their job to remove from the voter rolls non-citizens. You know, you have to be a citizen in order to vote in federal elections. And so let's make sure that we obey the law. Let's make sure that we do this right. And so that's what we're doing. This is being brought by the Dillon Law Group. Harmeet Dillon and myself are the attorneys on this matter. And, you know, the thing is, maybe you want to help us support and bring this litigation. Again, we've only filed a demand letter. We'll be, in 90 days, we'll be hopefully filing a lawsuit in federal court over this. But if you want to join us in supporting this litigation, go to our website, California Voting Rights, cavotingrights.com, and you can actually make a contribution to help cover the legal fees and cost of bringing this litigation. And I would appreciate your support. We would appreciate your support because this is important litigation. It is important that we have integrity in our voting system. You know, you have to be a citizen to vote. That means that is the duty of the Secretary of State to do their job and make sure that only those people who are eligible to vote are on the voting rolls. Because when the state does not do their job, and we've heard so many horror stories about what's going on right now with the DMV and how bad their databases are. And if somebody is a non-citizen, a green card holder, legally in the country, they're entitled to a driver's license. If that person ends up on the voter roll due to a mistake by the DMV, and they think, oh, I must be eligible to vote. The state sent me balloting materials. Now, all of a sudden, that person could be deported. Okay? This is not compassionate for the state to not do their job. The NVRA, the National Voting Rights Act, demands that the Secretary of State, before they put you on the voter rolls, make sure you're eligible to vote. And they're not.
And they're not doing that. Finishing that one up for Mark. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21. This is just not part of the schedule today, but we'll make it all happen. It'll work. We'll get through the agenda. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best. best night's sleep in the whole wide world. Visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. You can see all the things that are going on, of course, with New California. New California, all the stuff that's happening. And, of course, there's a lot of things happening. Great state of California, right? Well, you know, everybody says, not so great. You know, I would agree that it's not so great. At least it's been turned into a cesspool. We're going to talk about that actually tomorrow. It looks like Patrick Wood's going to join us tomorrow, I think, or sometime this week. That's sort of the radar out there. And he's going to talk to us about technocracy and, of course, the most recent regional business that's going on with those that want to destroy this country. Yeah, it's kind of a big cadre of folks, isn't it, that want to destroy this country? I mean, that's just kind of one of those kind of deals. We are going to stop it, though. We're not going to let them destroy our country. We're going to prevent that from happening, if you know what I mean. Where's this other story I was looking at? Sorry, but just this whole Moisier thing pops up, and I'm like, wait a minute. This cannot be true. And it's true. It's true. Request for this, that, and the other. Now, this is one of the things I find very, very interesting. Story out of the Daily Mail yesterday. Now, keep in mind as we read this article to you, Martin Luther, okay? Martin Luther, 1517, puts the tablets up on the door. 1540, the Order of the Jesuits is formed to stop Martin Luther, literally, by the Catholic Church. Okay? Now, let's keep that in mind and think 2019. United States of America, et cetera, et cetera. And we get a UK Daily Mail article about Martin Luther King Jr. The MLK tapes. This is the headline. Secret FBI recordings accuse Martin Luther King Jr. of watching and laughing as a pastor raped a woman, having 40 extramarital affairs, and they are under lock in a U.S. archive, claims the author. This is yesterday. The legacy of U.S. civil rights hero Martin Luther King could be facing a painful reckoning after a biographer unearthed tapes detailing the scale of his affairs and sexual exploits. Pictured with they got a picture with Coretta. Says the FBI secretly installed listening devices in King's hotel room and recorded his activities. The files are in a vault and not due to be released until 2027. So from now until 2027, 8 years. Hang on to that number. 8 years we have that we can bash Martin Luther King Jr., who's dead, and destroy his legacy. 8 years worth of this now, right? his participation in orgies and even an incident where he looked on, laughed, and offered advice while a pastor friend raped a parishioner. Wow. Now, let's look at what implications are on this. This, we know about Martin Luther King. Okay, so the name Martin Luther. Okay, we got that one. Check that box. Then we've got a pastor. Check that box. Oh, I'm sorry. What is he? A Protestant pastor. Oh, we got to put that in. Right. So we got lethal things going on here. And we've got a black man. Oh, by the way, the black man, he's a conservative. Remember, Martin Luther King was a conservative Republican. Wow, that's a lot. The legacy of Martin Luther, because, you know, he was named after Martin Luther for a reason. He used to be known as James King Jr. And the story goes is that Martin Luther Sr., James King Sr., was a Baptist from Georgia. Now, this comes from Eric Zatakis' book on Martin Luther. Just came out. It was released in October of 2017 on the 500th anniversary of what? The posting up of the tablets at the Wiesenbach Church in Germany. 500-year anniversary. Isn't that interesting? I was in that area on the 500th anniversary of Cristobal Colón finding the New World. I just thought I'd say that. Just thought I'd put that one off. That was, you know, 1492. Get it? Isn't that an interesting little article here? I'm just saying. But they're bringing it out, right? Laughing and so on. The shocking unearthed tapes have been analyzed by biographer David Garrell. I have no idea who that is. Material shows the scale of King's philandering and claims he fathered a child. It also shows how King looked on while Logan Kearse raped a parishioner. Revelations could lead to a painful historical reckoning for the civil rights hero. Are we all looking for that painful historical legacy or reckoning? I like the word reckoning, right? This says that the article goes on. Secret FBI tapes that accuse Martin Luther King of having extramarital affairs with 40 to 45 women. You can't be exact about that. You listen to the tapes, you can't tell me which is 40 or 45 or 43. It says the civil rights hero was also heard allegedly joking. He was the founder of the International Association for the Advancement of PP Eaters on an agency recording that was obtained by bugging his room, according to sensational claims made by biographer David Garrell, a Pulitzer Prize-winning author and biographer of Martin Luther King. Really? Martin Luther King Jr. Reckoning, so they say.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza Cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, this is Memorial Day. A lot of people might not remember that. I do. My father and father-in-law were in the Marine Corps, World War II, and Korea and Vietnam. Memorial Day, 2019. This is from the New California State Honors Fallen Soldiers. A little bit of a clip here. Let's see if I can get through this. Douglas MacArthur told West Point candidates in 1962, "The soldier, above all other men, is required to practice the greatest act of religious training, sacrifice. In battle and in the face of danger and death, he discloses those divine attributes which his maker gave when he created man in his own image. No physical courage and no brute instinct can take the place of the divine help which alone can sustain him. However horrible the incidents of war may be, the soldier who is called upon to offer and to give his life for his country is the noblest development of mankind. Memorial Day in America began during the Civil War when the Southern women scattered spring flowers on graves of both Northern and Union Southern Confederate soldiers. In the war between the states, over 500,000 died. Many places blamed or claimed to have held the original Memorial Day, such as Warren, Virginia. Virginia. Columbus, Georgia. Savannah, Georgia. Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Bowlesburg, Pennsylvania. And Waterloo, New York. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.